AB4 CBA Mobile.
What's KQ4 FRY Mobile?
Q4 FRY, I believe it is. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name's David.
And yes, it's Kilo Quebec 4, Foxtrot Romeo Yankee.
FRY. Okay, I totally got that one wrong. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm home from work.
Where are you working?
I'm off of Woodruff Road. I do security.
Been working about almost 8 years ago, so I'm enjoying retirement. I just got through playing tennis. So I'm headed back to the house. An amateur radio.
My license probably about 3 weeks ago, something like that. So I'm fairly new, and I'm studying to get my general.
Congratulations, and glad to have you aboard. And just keep. Keep studying and keep moving up. I have my general. I need to get my extra.
I put my nose to the grindstone and get in there and get the study. And I've read the book and all that stuff, and I just got to get in there and just really hammer down on it and get it so I can take my test in March.
I'm sure you do well, and good luck to you. I tell you, I got my ticket back in 1982. I was probably 32 years old, and a good friend of mine got me interested in ham radio. And we're still friends, believe it or not. And but he's still working. I don't know why, but 'cause I don't think he really needs to. But he's still at it. But I retired at 60.
I got my ham license a long time ago. I've had the books, and I just kept putting it off and putting it off, and I finally said, well, I'm going to go ahead and get it, because I've got my GMRS license, and I've been around CB radio all my life, so I thought, well, it's now or never, so I went ahead and took it and got it, so, and, you know, I just want to move on up and learn as much as I can.
I messed around with, CBs back in when I was in college, and but it didn't take long for me to get sick of it, and once Phil introduced me to 2 meters FM one day, just kind of had the fever, and so now I'm on HF and doing some sideband and FT4 and FT8 digital, and so I'd like to get into DMR too. I didn't realize you had to have a license for the I forgot the initials for that. That first group you mentioned, but I didn't even know you had to have a license for to talk on those frequencies.
Actually, I've got a 10-meter radio, but it don't have the sideband and stuff on it, so I ordered me another one that's got the sidebands on it, and it says that it can do CW, so we'll see how that goes.
That's one thing that I didn't continue. I just got a 2 meter rig, and I stayed on 2 meters for a long time. I was a tech, what they called back then, it was a tech plus, and then I moved up to general, and that's when I really got interested in HF, but by then I'd already forgotten the code, most of it, and because if you don't use it, you lose it.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to learning. I don't know if I'll do it, but I mean, I've got, the radio's got capability of doing it, but more likely I'll probably just talk on the AM and FM and the sidebands on the 10 meter and see if I can reach anybody. But, you know, on the little bit of the frequencies now, it's hard to really hear somebody. I mean, I heard somebody the other night, but I couldn't pull it in.
Better making contacts with CW, and so I'd encourage you to continue that, and like I heard a guy, and the first one I've heard in on 10 meters sideband and from Tokyo, but and this was during the day, which is unusual. 10 meters or actually it was in the evening, and 10 meters normally isn't open at that time, but it was obviously that night, and but I never could get back to him.
I heard one person, and I can't remember the frequency. Of course, like I said, with the tech, you only can do 28.300 to 28.500, so I mean, that's a good bit of frequencies, but like I said, I could understand anything you're saying. I couldn't even make it out, so I don't know where they were at.
Well, and if you can't, then one of us will help you, because we certainly don't mind. What kind of 10 meter rig do you have? What brand is it?
It's a President's 10 meter radio.
Heard of that one, but anyway, there's a lot I hadn't heard of. Always something new to learn in amateur radio. I can tell you that for sure. I'm still learning, and I'm 68 years old, so you really never stop learning stuff in amateur radio, that's for sure.
So there's a lot out there, and then it's like with anything else, CB or ham radio or even GMRS radio, it can get expensive, that's for sure.
I mean, if you got a lot of money, you can spend it. But yeah, I've got the ICOM 7300. For HF, and I love it. I don't ever see myself buying another radio unless that one just blows up. And I mean, it's just great. And you can get them for about $1,000 or a little less sometimes if you hit a sale. But anyway, and back when I was your age, it was probably. That was a lot of money. Of course, that would have been back in the 70s, too. But anyway, well, I got to jump out of here. I've arrived, and I got to lower my antenna to get in the garage. And so I'll have to say adios, but good to talk to you. 73s, I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CPA.
And good talking to you also. You have a good evening. This is KQ4FRY, and I'm clear.
4ZY is monitoring.
KQ4FRY.
FRY, KO4ZYX. How you doing this evening? I'm doing good. Just playing around on VHF, UHF with my tech license. Got my HF radio set up with a multi-band dipole, just listening on 40 meter this evening. Played around a little bit, trying to learn digital, and hadn't really made too many contacts on that 10 meter tech section yet. But I plan on punching my general on April the 10th. How about you? I heard you're going to take your general in March. Over.
Yeah, just like I told Dave, I said, I got to really get to studying and put my nose to the grindstone, so to speak, so I can get it. And, I played around today on the 10-meter band, and I couldn't get anybody because, you know, with the tech, you got some frequencies, but it's not enough, and I didn't hear anybody today.
Roger, roger. Did I hear you correctly? You had that 10-meter presidential. Isn't that the Striker radio? Over.
So this is the presidential. It's president, and it's got a name, but I can't think of the name. It's president something, but they make CB radios, which I've got one in the truck and one in the house, but this one's got, it's 10 meters, got FM, AM, FM, supposed to have the sidebands, and you can do CW on it also.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I think I looked at that one when I first, I mean, even before I even punched my tech license. On VHF, UHF, I'm running the TYT TH9800 with a copper J pole here in the house. I'm going to be purchasing another TYT to throw back into the truck because since my truck is in the shop, I took the radio out, put it in the radio room. Break. And I am HF rig. I'm running the Yaesu FT891. With the Yaesu SCU-17 digital interface, and then have an external LDG Z100 external tuner with a, like I said, multi-band dipole, and I actually enjoy that dipole. I do receive a lot of traffic on 40 meter, 10 meter, 20 meter. Get a little bit of 80, but that dipole that I've got going on, it's pretty sweet. Like I said, once I punch my general, I'll actually be buying another 891 or either that Icon 7300 to put as a base station and use the 891 portable. Over.
That's what I'm looking at to get, and right now I've got my Ten meter hooked up to it's an Antron 99. It's actually, you can use it for a CB, and I looked and it says it can use it for ham radio 10 meters. So that's what I've got my 10 meter hooked up to right now.
Roger. And VHF UHF.
But I've got hooked up to my 2 meter and 440 radio, but mainly I've been using my Balfane handheld in the house because it picks up so well. I just sit in the living room and talk on the handheld.
What kind of antenna are you using? Just a regular old antenna, or are you using some type of external on that Balfane?
The antenna that comes with it, I mean, I can sit in there and I can pick up this repeater. I can pick up the one in Spartanburg. So I just sit back in my recliner and just talk on it.
Yeah, I think I've heard your voice on the Spartanburg repeater before, talking with AJ. He's a good buddy of mine. Hey, if you on the handy right now, you sounding pretty good. I'm over here in Woodruff. What's your QSO?
Crossover 101 on 80, but I'm in my truck. Got my mobile radio, but my other one, the handheld, is at home. But when I'm at home, I just use that handheld.
Yeah, over here where I'm at, my radio room's down in the basement, so if I want to get on a handy, I got to go outside and go stand up on the hill, but I've got a copper J-pole strapped to my chimney that's probably about 45 foot in the air. This multi-band HF dipole I've got strung between some trees, and it's 40 feet off the ground. So, like I said, you know, when the bands are open, I can actually receive a good bit. I just can't wait to punch that general. That way I can actually get on there and actually transmit and see what kind of contacts I can make. Over.
Exactly what I'm wanting to do too. So hopefully we can both pass it and get up where we can get on more frequencies on that 10 meter and maybe make some contacts.
Once I hit that general ticket, I'm probably going to go straight to 40 meter. I did a little test with a friend of mine down in Alabama. I never did transmit, but I had him 5x5 on receive, and then I keyed up and just tapped my mic twice, and he had me 5x5, and that was all the way from Woodruff to Alabama. Depending on time of day and what band I'm listening to, I've actually picked up some Asian talk. The other night I was hearing something that was more, I don't know exactly where, but it was more towards like, I don't know how the proper way to say this would be, but towards the Indian countries, was a lot of, kind of like a prayer going on. You know what I mean? Over.
Think of what you're talking about.
Back off of this freak, this channel for a little bit off the repeater. I'm going to switch back over to the other channel and see if I can pick up some stuff from all over the world. But it was nice making contact with you. By the way, this is Daniel down in Woodruff, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. I'll be clear on your return.
Good to meet you, Daniel. This is Rhonda, and I hope you have a good evening, and 73 to you. And hopefully we'll talk again. This is KQ4FRY, and I'm clear.